more than 2 years following the U.S. Supreme Court ruling that opened the door to state-regulated sports wagering, Governor Andrew Cuomo has balked at measures that would make these bets possible over the internet. So when sports gambling came to New York in 2019, it was only available in person at full-scale upstate casinos. The governor, seemingly because of the potential money at stake with mobile sports wagering, has reversed his opposition and is now advancing a legalization plan in his state budget. But he's not the only one who's had a change of heart, or at least softened their opposition with some caveats, as the Assembly Democrats now appear more inclined to support mobile sports wagering. And that includes Buffalo area Assemblymember Monica Wallace, who joins us now to explain her position. Welcome back to the show, Assemblymember.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me.
So it's my understanding that, at least until recently, you were opposed to the expansion of sports wagering to mobile platforms. What were your reservations?
Well, as you mentioned, it really was not, sports wagering wasn't really legal until 2019 by way of background, right? It was illegal until the Supreme Court issued a decision which sort of paved the way for it to become permissible. It actually had been authorized in New York State back in, I think, 2013 before I was in the legislature. I wasn't part of that decision, but that legislation authorized the sports betting to happen at specific brick-and-mortar casinos. And I think the feeling when we started talking about it back in 2019 is, well, you know, let's just see how it works in the brick-and-mortar casinos first before we start delving into online sports betting. We know that the more accessible wagering is, it's more likely it is for somebody to develop problem gambling. So obviously those concerns are always at the forefront. But I think, you know, so many things have changed in the meantime. First, we have, because of the Supreme Court decision, so many additional states legalizing sports betting. We have a lot of evidence showing that in at least the two neighboring states, next to New York, New Jersey, and Pennsylvania, where it is legal, a good portion of their revenue is derived from New York State residents who are crossing over to participate in the sports wagering. So we're losing revenue there. And I think, you know, this pandemic has really just created an urgent fiscal crisis that we need to find creative ways to solve.
Are there any sort of caveats that you would want to put with any sort of expansion of sports wagering? Anything about how revenues are spent or who's able to gamble, anything like that?
Yes. Actually, I have been saying for quite some time, one of the reasons why that my position has shifted is I would like to see a very small portion of that revenue, and I've actually talked with Bill Sponsor about this, somewhere around 5% of the revenue to be dedicated specifically to sports and recreation. So essentially creating a dedicated fund for this. I think there is a logical and really critical imperative relationship between sports betting and youth sports. You know, the idea of developing players, developing a love for the game, helping kids learn the rules, getting excited about sports. I think that this, you know, opening up this new revenue stream creates really a once-in-a-generation opportunity to provide much-needed revenue for youth sports and recreation. It's important for all kids to participate in sports, not just the families who can afford to do it. And, you know, we want to use this money to develop healthy children. We know that participation in sports and participation in activity and youth sports and recreation helps with reducing obesity levels, mental health issues, academics. You know, we have ample evidence showing that kids who participate in youth sports have higher test scores, have lower levels of depression and anxiety, right? We're seeing unprecedented mental health issues with our youth today, and we need to find ways to address that going forward. Kids who participate in youth sports are more likely to go to college, have higher self-esteem, engage in less risky behavior like smoking and drugs. So we know study after study has confirmed that, and yet such a small percentage of kids are actually involved in sports, but there's a direct correlation between how likely you are to be involved in sports and how much money your family has. So with the increasing privatization and professionalization of youth sports, you know, these travel clubs and so forth and the fees associated with it, more and more low-income kids and children of color are getting priced out of participating to their health detriment.
So would you want to see any sort of funds targeted on a very specific needs basis then?
So I would like to see the percentage of revenue go to a dedicated fund. I mean, there's all kinds of ways we can do it, but essentially, you know, say 5% of the revenue dedicated for the specific purpose of youth sports and recreation. And how we then spend that is subject to, you know, more discussion, but we could use it, for example, for facilities improvements, allowing either the towns and villages themselves apply for grants to improve and maintain and update recreational facilities. It could be used to eliminate the cost associated with programming or expanding access to these recreational activities. It could go to the National Heritage Trust Fund, where it could be used to expand access to recreational facilities and parks and having kids get more involved in activity that way. But I do think that this is really a once-in-a-generation, once-in-a-lifetime opportunity for us to create this dedicated revenue fund. And we know we're really investing in the health of our youth, which is going to save the state money on the back end, right? I mean, we know from kids not being involved in sports, like just in West New York alone, I think there was one study that showed only about 16% of the kids are active. If we increase that to half the kids, we would save somewhere around $472 million in direct medical care costs.
Well, I'm curious. I mean, the projections from the legislature and their proposal is about $50 million in annual revenue, which would be $2.5 million if you do that 5%. I mean, so do you think there is $2.5 million worth of need when it comes to this issue?
Oh, I definitely think so. And that, you know, it could be transformational, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, we're talking about municipalities struggling to maintain their existing facilities. I know this is a problem statewide. Kids are less active, and more and more it is a result of their income level. So finding a way to use this money to level the playing field, no pun intended, for kids who come from lower income families. So whether that is having investing money in the community schools to provide spaces for kids to play after hours is another way. You know, there's lots of creative ways to use this money, but, you know, $2.5 million in investing in this could be very transformational statewide versus $2.5 million investing in roads is really just like a drop in the bucket in terms of need.
So I'm curious, Sue, if you're willing to go for the sports wagering, what about going a little bit further and, say, supporting online poker, which is another potential form of revenue?
Yeah, I to be perfectly honest, I'm not that familiar with it, but I would certainly be open to discussing it further.
And in terms of plans for online sports wagering, are you policy agnostic, or do you have a preference between, say, the governor's plan, which would really have the state taking the lead on the implementation of a mobile platform, or the legislature's plan, which would really let the existing gambling operators give them a chance to launch their own platforms?
Well, you know, as I said, I'm familiar somewhat with the Pretlow bill and the Cuomo proposal. And, you know, there are some things I like about the Pretlow bill. There are some things I don't like about the Pretlow bill. And I guess the one advantage I would say with the Cuomo bill is that it does provide a vehicle for getting more revenue directly to the state instead of having the casinos and sports betting operators themselves benefit more from it. Most of the profit will go to the state itself. And I guess for that reason, because it's more revenue driven, I think the governor's proposal, though light on details, I like the concept of that.
And for a couple of years now, it's been the Senate Democrats who have taken the lead on pushing for online sports wagering. And like I said at the top, the governor has been kind of resistant to this issue. And the Assembly Democrats as well have been sort of holding the line on this. But earlier in January, we had the Assembly Racing and Wagering Committee advance this bill for the first time since it was introduced. And I'm wondering how you would gauge the support among your Democratic colleagues for this issue. Do you think that there is support now, the 76 votes you need to adopt online sports wagering?
I would say it's fair to say there is growing support. I'm not sure if we're at the point where we have the level of support needed to go ahead and pass it. I do still think that there are people who have serious reservations with good reason. But, you know, I just think that the financial situation has changed so much. But I think my proposal, which would really try to resolve some of the inequities that we've seen. I mean, the pandemic has exposed so many inequities in low-income communities and communities of color. And this proposal is seeking to use some of this revenue in a way that will help remedy, you know, the health inequity and the access inequity and the mental health inequity, you know, all of these benefits that sort of are ancillary to participating in more activity and things that low-income families and communities of color sometimes are priced out from doing. So I do think perhaps some who are resistant to the concept of sports betting generally might be a little bit more amenable, like I was, to the idea of it, because it is sort of creating an opportunity that we would not have but for opening up this mobile sports betting.
If on March 31st you get a budget bill before you that includes online sports wagering but doesn't have this carve out in it, or theoretically the legislature begins to advance standalone bills and it as well does not have a specific carve out that would include money for youth sports, how do you think you would vote? Would you end up being a no in that case?
You know, I really hate to ever commit without ever seeing exactly what the bill would say and the details of the bill. At this point, I'm not even sure how I vote because, you know, the details of the governor's proposal aren't really all that laid out. And the Pretlow bill, like I said, there's some concerns that I have on, for example, the integrity fee. I don't necessarily think we should be doing that. So I'm, you know, I think it always depends that the devil's in the details, and you really need to think through this and see what the deal, the resolution, the agreement, I guess I should say, is and the proposal is on the table. So right now I don't think we're there yet, but I'm going to continue to push for this, and I've been talking to my colleagues. I know I've spoken to the sponsor about it. He's receptive to the concept, so that's where I'm coming from on this issue. I don't think I want to commit at this point to one way or the other. I'm going to continue to push for having this piece in there.
Well, we've been speaking with Assemblymember Monica Wallace, a Buffalo area Democrat. Assemblymember, thank you so much for making the time and explaining your idea to us.
Thank you so much. You have a great day.
Support for the Capitol Press Room is provided by New York State United Teachers, a union of professionals in education, human services, and healthcare.
Join us again for Capitol Press Room, a production of WCNY Connected, Syracuse.